Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My name's Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for tuning in today. I don't always do this, but I think it's appropriate. I'd like to wish my stepfather, Jack, happy 88th birthday. Happy birthday, Jack. Jack's a retired Coast Guard commander and has been more of a father to me than anyone else in my life. And I do want to say this. When I first began investing in real estate, a lot of what we do, people kind of look at us and they say, "What the heck are you doing?" Well, my stepfather Jack said, "Sit down, tell me all about it. Tell me what you're doing. Tell me what your plan is. Tell me how it works." And he supported me from day one. So happy birthday, Jack. If this is your first time listening to the show, Lifestyles Unlimited is an educational and mentoring group. We teach you how to invest in real estate, either single-family homes or apartment communities. There's actually three ways to invest in apartment communities. You can be a passive investor. That's what I am. That's essentially where you write a check to a lead investor, and the lead investor runs the business. That's it in a nutshell, and you get a dividend every quarter. You can also be what's called an IRO. That stands for Independent Rental Owner. And that's where, yes, you by yourself can own an entire apartment community. Imagine that. We have a lot of our members that are IROs. And you can be a lead investor. As mentioned earlier, the lead is the business operator. The owner formulates the business plan, finds the apartment community, changes that apartment community, makes it a profitable, productive, great place to live, and then pays out those quarterly dividends. That's what we do here at Lifestyles Unlimited. We teach you how to invest in real estate. But I do want to ask you a question. What are you doing today that your future self will thank you for? Seriously, what are you doing today that your future self will thank you for? Think about it. I'll wait while you think about it. I borrowed that phrase from a gentleman that was on this show a few months back. This gentleman, although he still works today, his passive income from rental assets is more than enough to retire just about anybody. It's quite significant. It's a sum that I promise you would appreciate. But he works because he loves his company. He loves his vocation. He loves what he does. But I promise you one thing. When he wakes up in the morning and goes to work, it's a completely different feeling, 100%. He's not going to work because rent is due or the mortgage needs to be paid or the car note, electric bill, water bill, gas, groceries. What am I leaving out? Credit card bills, entertainment. He's not working because he's got bills coming in. Sure, he has bills and obligations, but he has enough passive income to more than satisfy those. He's doing what he loves. Why do you work? Short answer, 99% of you. Because you have to pay the bills. You have to provide. I get it. No shame in that. That's how society works. What if you didn't have to work? How would you feel? Let that sink in. Now, I know many of you listening to me right now, you're thinking, this is not possible. Well, today's show, I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to change your mindset. It is absolutely possible. No matter where you are right now, what stage of life you're in, what your financial condition is, it is absolutely possible to begin investing in real estate, creating that passive income, and retire. In fact, you don't need a ton of money to get started. I sat in on two case studies in the last 2 weeks, 10 days or so. And if you don't know what a case study is, we do them out of our offices each month. And it's really an affirmation. There's three Lifestyles Unlimited members, and we do three different case studies. Two are single-family home, one's apartment communities, and the folks that own these investments get up and they tell their story. They talk about how they got started. They talk about their assets. They talk about their cash flow. One of the case studies, there's a lady, and she began investing within the last 2 years. This has created $1,800 a month in positive income. But let me tell you where she came from. She is an elementary school librarian. God bless her. That's a job that, very important job in the life of our children. But she was suddenly divorced after 30 years. Boom. Just like that. Her whole financial situation, her future changed. And you know what she didn't do? She didn't just sit down and bury her head in the sand. She said, I am going to learn what this real estate investing is because I need to make a change. I need to change my financial trajectory. I need to create a retirement. I need to create a future. And for the first year and a half, I believe 2 years, she didn't even have the funds to invest. She just learned, absorbed, gobbled up the education that we have here at Lifestyles Unlimited, interacted with folks, asked questions. And then when she had the funds to invest, here she is just a short time later, already positive $1,800 a month in passive income tax-free. And it's beginning to change her life. Absolutely. She's seeing a path forward. She has created a new retirement plan for herself. Instead of laying down and saying, I can't do this, or I'm trapped, or I don't have the funds, or what have you. No, her future is quite bright. Because again, she realized that a change needed to take place, and she began implementing that change. When we come back, I'm going to discuss the six steps that you need to follow to change your future. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a short break.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. My name's Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for tuning in today. I'm going to share the six steps to financial freedom, essentially, the six steps to get started to begin investing in real estate. If you have any questions at all, feel free to give me a call. This is a live show. Our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. We're here to help. Or email me, and I do enjoy, more than you know, getting emails from our listeners. Feel free to ask me anything. That's askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. My friends, today's show is all for you. If you feel trapped in a financial condition, you're beginning to feel that you don't have an opportunity for a bright future or financial freedom or retirement with dignity, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to accept that at all. I didn't. You can start today. And again, if you missed the first segment, I've sat in on two case studies in the last 10 days with affirmations of real people just like you. And to a T, they all say, I never thought I could do this. And now look at where I am today and look at the money that's coming in and look at how it's changing our life. One couple at the case study, listen to me here, tripled their net worth in 3 years. Think about that. This is not a gimmick. What we do is we're real estate investors. I mean, the wheel hadn't been reinvented. We just follow a format of best practices that Del Walmsley started 30 years ago. If you could start investing and you have a step-by-step, in this situation, do this, don't do this, this is the type of property to buy, this is what kind of return you're looking for, this is how you formulate your strategy, and you have question and answer, unlimited, and you have a mentor that you can, I hear stories about people texting their mentor on a Sunday evening and getting a response immediately back. Here's what you do in this situation. So no, you don't need to accept where you are today, but you do need to follow these six steps that I'm going to share if you're ready to make a change. My real estate investment story started right around the time of the housing meltdown in 2008. It was the second time I took a bath as a stock market investor. And I'm always forward looking. I'm always reverse engineering the math. And I'm looking at my wife saying, boy, we're not going to have the seven-figure bag of money when we're 60 or 65 that I know that we'll need to have a retirement and dignity. And yes, you will need that much if you're trying to save. But there's another way to do it. You just create cash flow. Create the cash flow to live. But here's where it comes down to the grindstone, my friends. Real estate is easy. People are difficult. And I heard Del Walmsley tell me that 8 years ago. And at first, I kind of scratched my head. What are you talking about? But now I fully see it. Let me tell you what. Real estate investing, the mechanical act of physically investing in a property and going through the motions is simple. It's writing a check. It's making a few phone calls. It's looking at a property. It's putting your plan in place. The mechanical, physical act of real estate investment is simple and easy. You know what's difficult? Changing folks' mindsets, changing them from traditional investing to real estate investment. I talk to people every day that still think I'm from Mars. What are you doing? Are they just because we've been so conditioned. We've been conditioned that the only way to get ahead and really to become wealthy is either inherit it, right? You're born with a ton of money, or somehow get this CEO or CFO position at a large corporation. But again, that's a grinder. I got friends that are in that position. Or save your money for 50 doggone years, and at the end, you can frolic on whatever beach you want in your khakis rolled up and your beautiful shirt. It's a joke. But we've all been conditioned to think that's the way. It's not the way. There's a better way. So it starts with six steps. Step number one, realization. And this is the hardest step, my friends. This is where you look in the mirror and you admit that what you're doing financially is not making you rich. Do the math. Where are you going to be 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? There will be a stock market correction. Okay? Understand that. It's coming. It just happens. It's part of it. And they always use the word correction. Anyway, I'm not going to go into that. But by the same account, you're going to look in the mirror and you say, I'm not going to accept my current financial position. Just like the lady, the elementary school librarian. She didn't accept her current financial position, just like the lady that's a retired postal clerk, and she's buying rent homes. How awesome is that? This is where you admit that your financial position's not only going to provide what you need in the future, it's where you admit you're not accepting your current situation. It's where you admit that retirement's not an age or a pile of money. Retirement's a financial condition, my friends. And this is where you admit you're not in control of your life. Your employer, your bills, your mortgage, your future pension, your financial obligations are what's in control of your life. And yeah, it's a hard step. It took me 2 years. 2 years to say, I got to make a change. I have to make a change. So for me, step one was a 2-year process. I knew by the time I was 65, I would not have the bag of money that I knew we needed to live in the lifestyle I wanted. And I'm not talking about living in the south of France. I just wanted a decent retirement where I could travel, bless my kids, bless my grandkids, have a decent house, enjoy vacations. That's all I wanted. That's all. But it wasn't happening. The math wasn't going to be there. Things get more expensive. They don't get cheaper. And we're living longer. So yeah, step one, realization. Realization. So I had to make a change from the traditional path that I was on. And I found real estate. I found real estate. And then I found Lifestyles Unlimited and learned how to really do it effectively. Which leads me to step two. And I'm not going to have the full time to get into it. But I'll tell you, step two is the most dangerous step. If step one is the toughest, step two is the most dangerous step. And I call that step find a different map. Or preferably, find the right map. But why do I say this is dangerous? Because folks that even go through step one and realize that they need to make a change, once they hit step two, some folks lose hope.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them. And that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. And yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. Today, I'm sharing essentially 6 steps to financial freedom. 6 steps that you need to go through to begin your path investing in real estate. Now, what I want to get across to you, though, is that real estate it's easy. We have a process, we have a plan, and we just follow that plan. It's really easy. People are difficult. People are difficult. So these 6 steps are really about mindset. They're not physical, find house, go walk house, rehab house. That's a different show for a different day. And yes, we do those shows. And if you're just now tuning in, Lifestyles Unlimited is an educational and mentoring group. We teach people how to invest in real estate. We teach people the path to use, the steps to follow, the best practices. These steps were developed by Del Walmsley, who retired himself in 2 years, 2 years after investing in real estate. I've seen firsthand people retire themselves in 2 years. There's a group within our group called Deuces for Life, deuces as in two. And everyone in that group retired themselves in 2 years. There's other people, three. I think the average is probably 5 years once you begin investing. We all start from different points in our life. But it's the mindset to actually change from this conditioned world of go to school, get good grades, get into college, go to college, graduate from college, even if you have to borrow $100,000. And then as soon as you can, feed that 401k 20% of your income. And then in 40 or 50 years, you'll have a bag of money and you'll be able to retire and live in dignity. That plan just doesn't work for the majority of people. And I think it's my generation that's going to get slapped in the face the hardest because people are starting to realize this. We don't have pensions like our parents do. We don't have 8%, 10%, 12% interest rates like our parents did when saving made sense. You got an 8% interest rate and I can put money in that account? Where do I sign up? The line starts to the left. Yes, put a few hundred grand in there and you're earning 8, 10, 12% interest rates? That would be a great plan. That's the 20th century. That's gone. It's not there. So you can keep doing what you're doing and accepting your position, or you can make a change. And how do you make that change? And I saw real people talking about this at case study. They've all gone through it. Step one, realization. Realize the current plan isn't working. You're not going to be rich. You're going to work forever, and then you're going to die. So realize that you don't want that. You're not going to accept that, and you're going to make a change. Then step two, and this is the most dangerous step, find a different map. I'd prefer you find the right map. We encourage you to look at real estate investing. Check out Lifestyles Unlimited. But different map means you're going to change your course of action, right? I'm changing this path to this path. And a lot of people get lost in this map. They absolutely, truly get lost. And I'm not just saying that metaphorically. They'll go on the wrong financial path for decades, even though they realize the original plan wasn't working. They get caught in different things. And I'm not throwing darts at these folks, day traders, house flippers, second job, multi-level marketing, speculators that buy land. There are people that do quite well at those things, but there's a lot of people that they just traded one job for another job, and they're still not getting ahead. Some people lose hope in this step. They go through the realization, and then they get to step two, find a different map, and they really can't find what works for them, and then they lose hope. That's why I say it's the most dangerous step. So find a plan that has cash flow. Don't settle. Don't get complacent. Don't rationalize. Rationalization is the worst. How you doing today? Better than most. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing to say, but I truly think a lot of people that say that have just accepted, I'm all right. I'm better than most. Better than I deserve. No, you deserve more. All of us are individuals. We deserve the best life possible. You deserve the best life possible. You deserve to never settle. Always strive for improvement. Defend what is yours. And take the time to celebrate, my friends. That's the best part. Take the time to celebrate the smallest of victories. So step two, find that different map. Once you find that map, let's say it is real estate investing. Again, if you haven't heard me before, I highly recommend it. Game changer. Get educated. Most important step, step three. Step one's the hardest. Step two is the most dangerous. Step three is the most important. Education. Without the proper education, you can get lost. I see people, we all hear the stories, right? They went through the realization. They found a different map. They said, I'm going to invest in real estate. And they just start buying things wrong. They don't have mentors. They didn't educate themselves. And they get burned. This is the part where when people find out that you invest in real estate, they will absolutely fall over themselves to come over and tell you some horrible story. Yeah, my cousin's brother, he bought some rent houses and they trashed them and he got burned and he's bankrupt now. Well, there's a lot to that. But why do people always want to share when they find out that you invested in real estate? They just want to tell you the worst horror story of all time. I don't see that at Lifestyles. In fact, I meet people that are millionaires right now, quite frankly, and became millionaires, multi-millionaires. People have been doing it for 10, 15, 20 years. I am not exaggerating. So education is so important. If you're going to do this, follow a plan, have a strategy, have a mentor, have a position where you can ask other people how to do certain things. And in this education step, by the way, ask people who have done what you want to do. You want to be a millionaire? Make sure you talk to a millionaire. Don't ask your electrician questions about plumbing. Don't ask your roofer questions about countertops or what floor tile to pick or how the paint should be. Don't ask the wrong people for the wrong advice, because you're going to get it. Everybody's happy to share their opinion. But my friends, the very best teachers are the ones who have done this, right? Our mentors have retired, financially freed themselves, and they have retired, but they come to give back and they come to teach us and they come to help us grow and help us learn. Case study, I talked about the retired postal worker shared the story of her first home. She was not satisfied with her pension. She has a pension. Great. That's so rare today. But think about what a pension is. It's a set, dialed in, specific amount of money that comes each month. And that doesn't change. Okay. So if it's $800 a month in 2021, what's it going to look like in 2031? Well, it's going to look like $800 a month. And in this highly inflationary period that we're in, that $800 is going to be a heck of a lot less. Follow me here. She tried buying her first home in Houston. She lives in Austin. She didn't get it. She looked at San Antonio. And yes, you can live where you want, invest where you want. On the second attempt, notice the perseverance of this lady. She got her home. Her out-of-pocket was $35,000. As soon as she signed that deal, she made an additional $30,000 in equity capture. That's almost 100% return right there. She rented this property for $1,100 a month. Her cash flow, after she pays insurance, taxes, interest, over $500 a month. She basically took a home, updated it, modernized it, and oh, by the way, rented it to a police officer and his wife. All because she had the education and mentorship. What a change. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back. This is Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate: cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. My name's Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for joining us today. And if you have any real estate questions, concerns, anything you want to talk about, send me an email. AskMike@LUINC.com, which is Lifestyles Unlimited, Inc. AskMike@LUINC.com. I also encourage you to visit our website. That is LifestylesUnlimited.com. Check us out. Look at us. Take a look at what we do. Take a look at our stories there. Take a look at you can sign up for our live stream seminar. It's our webinar on what Lifestyles Unlimited is, the five ways we make money in real estate on single family homes, the six ways we make money on apartment communities. And you can find that essentially at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, Lifestyles Unlimited Workshop. But today I'm sharing six steps to financial freedom. And really, these are mindset steps, because the act of physically investing in real estate is rather simple. We're just following a plan and we're doing it over and over. And that's whether we're buying single family homes or investing in apartment communities passively. And if you missed it, I shared the first three steps. Step one, realization. That's the toughest step. Step two is find the right map. What do I mean by that? Find a plan that is going to free you financially. That's what find the right map is. A plan that has cash flow, passive income coming in day and night, whether you sleep, whether you're there or not. That's what passive income is. And then step three is education. That's the most important step. So if you choose real estate investing, for instance, I encourage you to educate yourself, continue that education. I still continue it weekly, monthly. We grow, we learn, we share, and we just move forward with that. We become more effective investors when we're educated. So you can look at us at that LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. You can see what we do. If you want to sign up for Lifestyles Unlimited, if you say, yes, I do want to get educated, I do want to change my life, I do not want to accept the status quo, that's at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. And right now we are running a promo, $297 for 2 years. That's it. Just $297 for 2 year membership. That will entitle you to our 2 day, 16 hour seminar to teach you how to invest in real estate. That's what we do. It's very simple, but you've got to get through this mindset first. And these are those steps that I'm talking about. So once you're educated, what do you do then? You're on the path. You say, I am going to invest in real estate. Well, I call this step preparation, right? You have to prepare. What do I mean by that? Well, that's good credit. Yes, you're going to need good credit. What we're doing is we are essentially starting a business of owning real estate. So you will need good credit. Clean it up if you don't have good credit. That's very, very important. You're going to need some seed capital to begin investing. You're going to need some seed capital. Start saving your money. Start finding a way to get some money to invest in these properties, in these assets. You'll need $15,000 to $35,000 minimum to get started. Yes, it's real. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme, even though we do get rich rather quick compared to the conventional world. If you have more money than that, you'll be able to move much quicker, much quicker. But if that's all you have, that's fine. You can get started with $15,000 to $35,000. Believe it or not, a lot of people don't really believe that. They think you need millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy real estate. You don't. You don't. So go ahead and set up a separate bank account here. You're preparing, right? Get pre-approved from a conventional lender and a hard money lender. And I'm not going to talk about hard money here. You'll learn that at the two-day seminar, but it's a strategy we use to purchase these depressed homes, let's say. You'll need to form your team, right? Your team. Who's that? Your vendors. Well, that's your mortgage company. That's your GC that's going to rehab these houses. That's your title company. Your whole team. That's your inspector for the house. That's your insurance person, right? Everything you're going to need, because you're owning homes. You're owning single family homes. You're renting them to great people. And the additional money after you pay your obligations, the PITI, as we call it, which is the insurance, the property tax, the mortgage, that's the P, the principal for the mortgage, and the interest on that mortgage after you pay that, the leftover money is cash flow. So you need to assemble your team. You'll need to put together your plan of action. That's your strategy. At this point, I suggest that your partner be on board with what you're doing if you're married or if you have a partner in your life. But that's okay if he or she is not, because she soon will be when the money starts rolling in. Trust me. My wife was lukewarm to the idea, and I get it, because real estate investing is such a different avenue from what other people are doing conventionally to prepare themselves financially for their life, for their future, to create a life for themselves. So I'm really just giving you a 40,000 foot flyover, let's say, on what this step is, this preparation step, as I'll call it. That's step four. Step five, take action. You're educated, you're prepared, you've got your money set aside, you're ready to invest. Pull the trigger. Sounds pretty simple. Many of you listening to me are like, well, of course. Yes, I'm ready to buy. Let's go. I see it all the time. A lot of people get to this step and then they freeze. They don't take action. I've gotten emails from people that joined Lifestyles Unlimited, went through the entire process 5 years ago, 8 years ago. Hey, Mike, I joined 8 years ago. We never bought anything, but now we're ready. Now we're ready to go. Great. Welcome. Please, yes, get started. Begin changing your life. But I see it all the time. People email me. They send me that information. Hey, we never did anything. Now we need to do something. So this take action step is a little deeper than many of you may realize. I'll tell you myself, I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. I did the seminar. I did the training. Still took me 6 months to buy my first property. I can kick myself now for doing it. Not for buying the property, for waiting 6 months. But once I did, what a great deal. It was scary, though. I'm looking at this house, and it is absolutely destroyed. It's a three-bedroom in Arlington, two-path, two-car garage, early 70s build, brick all around. It was a big house. It was about an 1,800-square-foot house, I believe. But the house was a wreck. It was absolutely destroyed. The air conditioner was gone. They took that to sell it for the copper. The water heater was gone. What they needed that for, I have no idea. One of the rooms was painted totally black. They had cut a hole in the wall so they can pass drinks through. They turned it into a pool table room, is why it was black. They had black lights or whatever, and they played pool. I guess that's what it looked like. And then they cut a hole through the master bathroom that attached to the bedroom so they didn't have to walk around through the bedroom to get to the restroom. Yes. I looked at that house. I said, you're crazy. I'm not buying it. And thank the Lord for Sam, because he said, Harrison, if you don't buy it, I got 20 people that will. So I bought it. We made a ton of money. That house cash flowed well over $500. I made about $50,000 in equity capture by the time I sold it. Yes, take action, get started. And then what do you do, my friends? You don't stop at one. I told you about the librarian. She has three doors now. And she just started, she educated herself for the first 2 years and began investing soon after that. I think it's only been about a year, maybe 18 months. Positive $1,800 of cash flow in her life, three doors. And she was at a point to where she said, wow, I can see my retirement in the future. And it's not looking very bright, let's say. It was minimal at best, that teacher retirement. I know it's not very big. It's not very big for such a wonderful job, such an important job that you have as an elementary educator. But no, the pension wasn't very big. She'd just gone through a horrible divorce. She was on her own. She didn't lay down. She didn't say, I'm going to accept my position in life. No. She went through the process. She got a property, then she got another property. Three doors now, just like that. Boom. Positive income. And she's just setting that aside, setting that aside, setting that aside. Why? So she can repeat step six. Every time she takes that asset down, she's adding another $400 to $600 per month of passive income to her life. Would that change your life? Not to mention the equity capture that comes along with that. Not to mention your resident. What happens when they pay the rent? You're paying the mortgage, and it's going down every month. Not a lot at first, 100, 200 bucks. But once you start times 5, times 10, just quietly, that mortgage paying down, boom, there's an extra $1,000 a month going to your net worth. Would that make a difference? The passive income, little or no taxed when you do it right. Appreciation. That, my friends, is the silent millionaire maker in the background. You're earning appreciation on the value of the entire asset, even though you're only in it at a fraction of the value of it, 20 to 30%. So, my friends, what are you doing today that your future self will thank you for? Make a change. And I want you to understand, seriously, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. My name is Mike Harrison. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.